Beethoven's Beck, again and again and again. It was one of those cold Vienna nights when clouds blot out the sky. Herr Dr. Koenig went to the graveyard with madness in his eye. He cursed at the dirt till his shovel struck wood. He cried when he pried up the lid. From the coffin he drew first a sample, then two, and he sang to himself as he did. He sang, "This will be my crowning glory. This will make world history. He will dedicate it to me, Beethoven's Tenth Symphony." Some kind of attack. Every flask, every notebook was broken or burned, but for one shred that said, "He's back." Beethoven's back. He's in from the coast, he's divinely inspired. He's deaf as a post, he say, "Just call me Louis." Drives a Cadillac. Beethoven is back, Beethoven's back. Beethoven's back and he's prolific as hell. Oh, Beethoven's back and now nobody else can sell. He says, "Go back to waiting tables, you're all a bunch of hacks." Beethoven is back, Beethoven is back. He's got himself a beach house somewhat south of LA. He say, "Hey, it's not Vienna, but it's okay." All night in the studio, produces on his own. Got a big recording deal from Deutsche Grammophon. Beethoven's back, stays in his room all day. Cranks up the receiver when Chuck Berry starts to play. He says, "I love the classics, he really has a knack." Now Beethoven is back, Beethoven is zurückgekommen. A hard place and a rock. They're digging up Debussy, Ravel and Offenbach in little bits and pieces, cloning all the parts. Anything to knock that German genius off the charts. Beethoven's back. The strain begins to show. The pace was kind of different 200 years ago. So he checks into the nut house when his eyes don't track. Beethoven is back. Beethoven.